Crosby Clooney number 20 for broadcast Friday, March 25th, 1960.
Greetings, friends, greetings, and greetings to you, Rosemary.
And greetings to you, Bing.
Now, about the opening, the beginning. Who takes off first here in this delightful chore for Fells and Company and General Electric Light Bulb?
Why don't you sing us a song, Bing?
Think I could get away with it, huh?
Oh, sure. You're practically elected by popular acclaim, which just happens to be me.
I thank you, Miss Acclaim.
Just call me Pop.
Oh, popular.
I've been away from you a long time. Never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real near you. I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in BIX. I even know my mammy's waiting, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north gonna see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I'm coming back to Swanee. Oh, Mammy, little Mammy, I love the old folks at home. How I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in DIX. I even know my mammy. Oh, she's waiting for me, needs me, desires me. Down, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee. Yes, when I go to the Swanee shore.
I love to watch Buddy Cole play that piano.
Oh, Daddy's real dexterous, isn't he? What hands, what hands.
And speaking of hands, it reminds me of Gentle Fells.
Gentle F-E-L-S, Fells.
Gentle Fells is the dishwashing detergent that protects your hands. Do you know how many times a day a woman's hands dip into dishwater?
How many would that be?
Well, do you know what that does to hands?
Keeps them clean?
Keeps them red and raw and cracked and sore.
Good heavens.
But not hands that use Gentle Fells.
Well, now, Rosemary, let's not get all stirred up.
Gentle Fells protects hands with lanolin D.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it's the only dishwashing detergent that does contain lanolin D.
You mean to tell me that Gentle Fells is the only one that has it?
The only one.
How about that?
And lanolin is the very essence of skin beauty used in costly creams and lotions to keep hands soft and lovely. And only Gentle Fells contains lanolin D.
Gentle Fells. It's all the name implies. Gentle.
Lanolin D cushions your hands while it washes your dishes. With Gentle Fells, glasses and dishes dry sparkling clear, never spotty or streaked. So on your next trip to the store, remember Gentle Fells, F-E-L-S, Fells.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fells for dishes.
And for laundry, there's instant Fells naphtha.
One more Sunday in Savannah. Hear the whole creation shouting, praise the Lord. See them flinging out the banner while the congregation sings, amen. Young folks tending Sunday school sing merrily about the golden rule. Parsons droning all the day, yea, verily in the righteous way. Time to call on old Aunt Hannah while she sits there wishing for her last reward. Peaceful Sunday in Savannah, don't you dare go fishing, son.
they met. Don't you dare go fishing, son. Amen.
I'll tell you what I got here. I got a big thing going for the ladies. Here's a chance for the girls to really strike it rich.
No kidding.
Yep. You can work on it too, Ken, but this really calls for the fine touch of a lady's hand.
How so?
Well, because this has to do with a recipe for an entirely new food product. And you know how women are always winning prizes for new cakes or pies, jellies, jams, and so forth.
Oh, those new cake recipes pay big money.
That's
thousands of dollars sometimes.
Well, this is big, too. It's bigger than anything yet, in fact.
Say, think of that. What sort of a new food do you have in mind, Bing?
Well, I don't laugh at this. This is serious. My thought is that it's high time someone came up with the termite food.
Termite food? You mean food for termites?
That's what I mean, food for termites.
I thought they fed termites insecticides and poisons to get rid of them.
Oh, termites laugh at insecticides, and the damage goes on amounting to millions, probably billions of dollars a year. I tell you, the only way to stop them is with termite dinners.
But if termites are causing all this damage, why invite them to dinner?
I'll tell you the way I'm figuring this thing out.
Yeah, I do.
If you can't beat them, join them. You've heard that.
Mm.
Well, if termites engage in this vandalism because of their voracious appetites, if they're going to chew down buildings and things, my plan is to feed them tasty little hors d'oeuvres. Then they'll stop gnawing on valuable property, see?
You know, that's an awfully brilliant idea,
really. Very clever,
Bing. Yeah. Feed the termites.
Mm-hmm.
Even make pets of them, maybe.
No, just feed them. You don't have to get chummy with these kids. No making pets out of them. Just dine them enough to satisfy their hunger.
You know, it's worth trying.
Why, you take Italy alone. The situation is appalling. With all the billions of dollars worth of art treasures, the problem is really acute because the termites are chewing up paintings, palaces, everything. It's terrible.
Wow.
The way the termites are chomping away at these priceless works of art, they love fine paintings, you know.
I wonder if they could substitute fake paintings and hide the old masters someplace.
No,
do it?
No, you can't fool a termite that easily. Termite knows a good painting from a phony. And besides that, remember, Italian termites are hooked on the genuine article. Now, if you're going to give a termite a painting, it's got to be the real thing, signed by the master. And I believe, this is my considered opinion, that termite food will prove to be the only solution.
Well, maybe with Italian termites, you could invent meatballs of some sort.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. And, of course, some teensy-weensy macaroni product would get it, too. I think a piccola pasta. That should intrigue him.
Piccola pasta. Oh, might be very good. Little bits of macaroni.
Linguine. And, of course, I suppose Italian termites would insist on a little wine with their meals, wouldn't they?
Oh, a little Chianti.
A bit of the red.
Yes, I suppose that same condition would prevail in France, Germany, Austria, and elsewhere.
Naturally. But I'm not kidding about this, Ken. This I'm real serious. The termites will eat wood, paper, canvas, parchment, and they consume valuable books, documents, furniture, picture frames, and then they'll eat up the building. Floors, roofs, beams, and all.
Golly.
They're carnivorous.
Everybody better get busy on these termite dinners, all I can say. What do you call this product, by the way?
Well, I've been kicking it around a little. I thought of termite delights or termite tidbits.
That's good. What about termite tempters?
Capital. And also, since termites have such a penchant for fine arts, we could have a painting by Leonardo da Vinci or something by Tintoretto, maybe Raphael.
Yeah.
On the box, huh? Just reproduction.
That would attract them, I think.
Oh, we've got to do something, Lord, before they devour everything. It's a big problem, Ken. It's about exhausted me. I think I'll just go over and lean against Bubby Cole's termite-proof piano.
Does Buddy have a termite-proof piano?
Oh, I'm sure he has. I don't see any holes in it. No legs missing or anything.
Well, look, while you're over there, why don't you sing something while you're there at the piano?
Can't lose anything. I might just as well.
see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7. I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say, thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash, send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do?
Spending some time at the racetrack these afternoons, haven't you, Bing?
Well, yes, Rosemary. I've been doing some research out there on the horse songs.
Mm-hmm. At which ticket window have you been conducting this investigation?
You know, those are the most unusual windows out there, Rosie. They clean you. Isn't that nice? But regarding the song research, Rosemary, there are lots of great songs about horses, you know, and racing.
Yes. For instance, there's Put on Your Old Gray Bonnet.
And the Camptown Ladies Sing the Song, Doo-da, Doo-da.
And then there's Yankee Doodle Went to London Just to Ride the Pony.
Yeah, you know, but when I think back to my horse, I always think of one song. Brother, can you spare a dime? Boy, I had one horse, Rosie, you know, that clipped me so often I was going to call him Bulb Snatcher. That's the nastiest name I could think of.
Well, Bing, you're the living proof of the old saying, there's no saint like a reformed sinner.
Did you say sinner or singer?
I'll give you a choice there. Tell us how you're reformed, Bing.
Well, I'm a reformed Bulb Snatcher. No crime was too great. I snatched the front porch bulbs for the cellar stairs. I snatched the bedside bulb for the closet. Until one fine day, I was down to one bulb that I carried around in my pocket.
Ooh. Then what happened?
Well, that poor little bulb gave up the ghost, and I started from scratch. I laid in a whole supply of General Electric bulbs. I kept a GE bulb in every socket. Three-way bulbs and three-way sockets. A GE nightlight in the nightlight socket. It was wonderful.
How do you mean?
Why, man, you just flick the switch and there's light. What a sense of power.
And what else, Bing?
Well, I got plenty of spares to keep on hand. I'd learned that bulb snatching is a slippery path. It's a quick, hard drop to the bottom. All kidding aside, though, Ken, with plenty of GE bulbs on hand, there's no need to bulb snatch. Now, ladies, don't let your husbands get into bad habits. Keep a supply of GE bulbs on hand all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buddy and boys. Beamy, beamy indeed. Move in here, Rosie. Make yourself to home.
Okay, Ben.
Close your eyes, close your eyes. Go to sleep now, my darling, while the night wind through the trees sings a lullaby for you. Go to sleep, my dearest one. Sleep and dream now, my darling, for you're safe in my arms, in my arms all night through. La-da-dee, la-da-dee.
Going to stroll along now, folks.
But we'll return Monday, same time, same station.
Have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again on Monday, won't you?